So I chose my burglar at the end of 2020, and he got to a high wall and he stopped and turned to face me. And what happened next will stay with me my whole life. Because it taught me in an instant you can forgive, and it's so powerful to be able to forgive. Whatever is thrown at you, your aggressor will never have the power to take away your forgiveness. I've never been religious, and I always used to wonder about Christianity and forgiveness. Whatever I do, you're going to forgive me? What kind of loser religion is that? But it's so powerful. It's the most powerful tool at your disposal, forgiveness. And you need it. Because without it, there's anger, there's hatred and bitterness and reprisal. All you need is forgiveness, and you don't need anything else. So recently I thought about who has caused me the most harm in my life. And there's only one person really that psychologically scarred me. And it was an old boss that used to be my manager in my time in banking. Let's call him John because that was his name. And this was around 2008, so working from home was a new concept back then, but people had started to do it. It was quite common. I think I've mentioned this before on this podcast. And just like now, you could work just as easily from home as from the office. So teams started to do it 1 or 2 days a week, and it wasn't a problem for everyone else apart from John. John had a huge problem about working from home, his team working from home. He seemingly hated it more than he did his own awkward appearance and his own pitiful life, living alone, split up from his wife, all alone in a Docklands flat. And the only thing he had left was wielding his pathetic power over a few young saps that didn't know better than to tell him to fuck off. And so every time I wanted to work from home, every time the whole team wanted to work from home, firstly, he instantly made you feel awful. And like other teams that would just go, oh, you know, I want to work from home on Friday and in brackets do fuck all, which was fine. He would ask us to fill in an A4 sheet of paper every time. At the top, you'd put your name. You'd put your name and then you'd have to detail in a couple of lines what was the reason you wanted to work from home. He wanted a reason every single time. So every single time we had to make up a spurious reason for being at home. Oh, we've got a delivery, John. My cat is going to the vets. My grandma has fallen in the strawberry patch. And it was all a complete waste of time, as he knew and we knew that anyone who wanted to work from home just wanted to work from home because we just wanted to work from home. It was just because it was there. Like Sir Edmund Hillary. This was our Everest. It was there. It was possible. We just want to save a bit of time and money, but more than anything, just refresh the batteries, recharge them, give us a break from coming into a job we all don't want to be doing. Let us work from home. Anyway, over the course of a few years, this guy ruined my life. Psychologically broke me down. Made me feel like every time I needed to do something different that I was worthless. And every time I wanted to work from home, I was a liar that wouldn't achieve anything. So on the rest of the sheet of A4 paper, he insisted that we wrote what we planned to achieve the next day when we work from home. And then at the bottom of the sheet of paper, the following working day, he'd have us write down what we had achieved working from home. All of which I'm sure he would never read. This was just his weapon to keep us down. This was the evil tool that he wielded over us. You know what, John, all these years later, I forgive you. I forgive you. And you know what I'm going to do, John? I know where you live. Yeah, we found out where you live from the bank's records. And genuinely, back in the day, it was only a short journey from the office. A group of us, your team, were going to go down there one lunchtime and post a load of dog shit through the front door. But thank goodness we didn't, because all these years later, I have a weapon so much better than hatred. And that's forgiveness. And the thing is, like most people that do bad things earlier in life, I know that all these years later, John will have seen the error of his ways, being so judgmental and bullying and against working from home. As for the past 18 months, that's what people in his industry have had to do. And I'm sure those industries have seen that people can work from home and can achieve just as much from home. John will have changed. I know it. So I'll go round his Docklands flat with a bottle of whiskey. I know John was partial to a drop of whiskey. I saw that when I was forced to go out to the pub with him on team drinks, and he'd have a little whiskey, and I'd overhear him telling his manager colleagues on my first year into doing stand-up that he thought I was shit. No, he said I was shit. Not that he thought I was shit, I was shit. Anyway, all of that would be forgiven, John. As I'd say to you, hello, John, remember me? From 2008. Yeah, says Nathan, I've bought you this whiskey. All is forgiven. All is forgiven. All is good. All is good. I'm sure you've changed. You have to have changed all these years. We've all changed. And you, I'm sure, have been forced to change your rigid and entrenched position about working from home, as you yourself must have been working from home because of the pandemic for how many days has it been now? And John would say, well, Nathan, it's 432 days, actually. And counting. And then he would turn to one side and point to his desk, where they would be 432 pages of A4 paper. And I'd look down and I'd sift manically through them. And on each one of these 432 pages, it would say, John. Underneath the word John, reason for working from home. Two words, global pandemic. Underneath global pandemic, what he planned to achieve. Answer, forcing his team to fill in the same form. Underneath that, what he had achieved the previous day. Forcing his team to fill in the same form and still feeling shit and bullied. All these years later. And I'd take a lighter out of my pocket. I'd crack open the bottle of whiskey. I'd set fire to it. And I'd throw it, very gently, onto that pile of paper. And burn the whole fucking thing to the ground. And as I walked away, I'd say just one thing. John? John. John. We're good. Lots of love to you all. I need you. Hope you're all right.